Bhagavad Lila, chapter 28, 10th
wing. The horse named Sugriva was yellow gold. And Megapushpa, that horse.
Varuna's kidnapping of Nanda Maharaj and his prayers to Krishna.
That horse is whitish. So Krishna's four horses yoking his chariot were brilliant green, golden.
Krishna then showed the coward men Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Sugriva
arrived in Vidarbha in a single night. Krishna heard the message of Rukmini
because he remembered it while narrating the story of Krishna forgiving Indra. The servant of Varuna, who arrested Nanda Maharaj
Kundina early the next morning. Due to attachment to his son Rukmi, King Bhishmaka consented to marry his daughter Rukmini to Shishupal, and he had decorated the city according
to Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Nanda Maharaj's intention was to carry
brilliant, valuable necklaces, fragrant scents and flower garlands, and their bodies were covered with
making his Ekadasi fast. Therefore, Varuna's servant should not have arrested Nanda on the technical grounds.
On flagpoles. Rukmini wore two pieces of new cloth, fresh from the loom, because only spotless clothing
herself says, Agyanata Mamakena Mudena. This act,
the best of brahmanas chanted mantras to create auspicity for the protection of the bride. From Rigsama and Yajurveda.
Coward men accompanied Nanda Maharaj as guards when he went to take his bath at night. When
for the ceremony of his son Shishupal's marriage. The father of hers,
he heard the coward men shouting Krishna Ram. The verse says Upa Shutya, which
dripping mudda, which is a liquid which is dripping from the foreheads of elephants and mother in procession.
He is always very near to everyone. Understanding the situation, Krishna rushed
Dantavakra and Vidarat and Pondraka and all kinds of other kings. And these kings are, of course, all envious of Krishna, and they thought, if Krishna comes here with Balaram to steal Rukmini, we will
Varuna. By relieving the fear of his associates, he did this by freeing Nanda from Varuna's clutches. Upon
hearing from various persons, Balaram went to Kundina with a huge contingent of troops.
Have been useless, because in all those lives I did not see you, my lord. Today my
Rukmini was anxiously awaiting Krishna's arrival. And she was wondering, oh, I do not see the Brahman returning with any news.
Though I possess all varieties of jewels, until now, I
put aside Krishna does not come. I don't know why. And even the Brahman messenger has not returned with any news.
Can cross the ocean of material existence. How fortunate I am to attain your darshan.
This night of 9 hours has finished. Tomorrow night is the time fixed for my wedding of this most
I pay my respects to you as Bhagavan, Brahman, and Paramatma. Those who claim
Brahmana would accompany him, he did not send the Brahmana. However, at the time of leaving, Krishna considered some fault in my body or character. So he gave up his plan to come here.
Varunadev, why are you embarrassing me by praising me like this? Varuna, I have real
faults. Being unsuccessful, the Brahmana has not come to
enter the water before sunrise, especially after a short Ekadashi.
The unfortunate. For the Creator is not favorably disposed toward me, nor is Lord Shiva or his wife, Gauri.
Father here, The offense of my servant is also mine. Pointing with his hand,
not to come. But he was stopped on the path by the creator, Brahma, who is not favorably inclined.
Bishop Nanda Maharaj, who was internally engaged in remembering Krishna, his own worship.
Because of my failure to properly worship him on some occasion.
But he, Lord Shiva, is forgiveness. Because I am the ocean of offense, you can punish me suitably if you wish.
O Krishna, and foolish girl is me. Perhaps the fault is Shiva's wife, Gauri Devi.
Who is most affectionate to your father, please take him home. Krishna returned home with Nanda Maharaj before sunrise.
If I offended Gauri Durga so much that she has turned against me. But after all, Durga is also called Rudrani because she is the wife of Rudra, and her
offering obeisances to Krishna. After breaking the fast at the proper time,
Gauri Durga and Shiva want to make me cry. But seeing that I am so miserable,
Lord, the coward men of Braj became eager to know if Sri Krishna would take them to his own
heritage. The reason must be that Durga Devi is also called Girija.
Thus that Krishna was like Narayan, but not identical to Narayan.
The daughter of a mountain, Girija. So how could her heart melt? Because her heart...
We think your son should fulfill the desires of your friends in this material world. Because
she now wants me to give up my body too. Thinking like this, that young maiden whose mind...
We love Krishna and he loves us. Krishna said, "Oh, coward men, please..."
Meaning thought, "Oh, fickle mind, do not prepare to give up this body now. Because the time of Krishna's coming
should take liberation." Another said, "Let us become residents of Vaikuntha."
Krishna's face in meditation, "Please do not prevent this, dear mind." Then Rukmini closed her eyes. While waiting for the arrival of Govinda, Rukmini's left thigh arm
Krishna. However, that was not the case with Krishna's father, Vasudeva.
Just then, the purest of learned Brahmins, carrying Krishna's order.
Once upon meeting Krishna and Balaram, Vasudeva said, "You two are not my sons, but the Supreme Lord."
Panditji, go quickly and tell Rukmini that I have reached the city gardens on the outskirts of the city.
Give me for whatever I spoke, thinking of you as a friend. Understanding the minds of his relatives, the Brijvasis.
For extreme absorption and meditation on Krishna, Rukmini was walking inside her chambers with the purpose of going.
According to the degree of his devotee's prem, Krishna usually covers or forgets his majesty.
From him, with a pure smile, the Brahmin said, "I, Sunanda Brahmin, have come now from the side of your..."
Inspired him with full awareness of all his majestic forms simultaneously. Krishna thought...
After of meditation, Rukmini looked at the Brahmana. Noticing his serenity and the joy in the Brahmin's face, Rukmini's anxiety disappeared. Rukmini was expert in reading omens. So she understood from the face of the Brahmana that his mission was successful. She smiled slightly, Shuchi Smita.
...of Sri Vrindavan. Krishna thought, all the desires and actions of my father and the Brijvasis are...
...hide her inner suffering. The Brahmana announced to Rukmini that Yadunandan had arrived
of all universes. At this time, Krishna was thinking, all the desires and actions of my father,
such as Tam Anayishya, tell Rukmini, I will bring Rukmini to Dwarka.
A helpless child, they are completely unaware that I am the supreme god of all the universes.
Not finding anything within reach to offer to the Brahman, she simply bowed down to him. She was thinking, what can I give to this Brahman?
This way, the Brijvasis are completely unaware of their own exalted positions.
She bowed down, since she did not see any clear thing, any dear thing to express her indebtedness, even the offering of her own self.
When my father saw the opulence of Varunadev in his underwater kingdom,
some distance away from Rukmini's palace, became filled with all sorts of treasures. This was the response of Mahalakshmi to show her gratitude to the Brahman. Hearing that Krishna and Balaram had arrived in his city of Kundina,
it is just like a fool who, upon seeing the form and luster,
according to standard rituals, and arrange opulent accommodations for the two lords and their army and entourage.
The coward men see themselves inferior to Varuna and think attaining
contented in his heart, knowing that Krishna had come to marry his qualified daughter. Therefore, he had left
as their son. Liberation and Vaikuntha both depend on me.
They all drank the honey of his beautiful lotus face with the cupped palms of their eyes.
Dependent on prema, though it is evident to all, the Brijvasis do not recognize
there's unlimited honey contained in this lotus of Krishna's face. How wonderful it is.
Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Brahman is merely the...
The people were saying, the citizens of the city, Rukmini and no one else deserves to become Krishna's wife.
In Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman.
Rukmini, Vishnu. This verse combines statements made by different citizens of Vaidarbha kingdom. Seven statements have combined into one. So seven.
However, I am also eternally present in various sweet personal forms.
And no one other. Two, he should accept Rukmini as his wife, not as an enjoyable object.
As for Vaikuntha, Padma Puran says, Mathura Mandala is far
alone and no one else should be her husband. Six, for Rukmini and no one else is qualified to
Krishna, which remains unaffected even by the annihilation of the material world. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad.
Other statements could be made. Rukmini should certainly be Krishna's wife. There's no question about it. Krishna,
prince of Gopalji, is the very form of Brahman. Gopal Puri exists.
The husband of Rukmini. And they went on. Next verse. May Achyuta, the creator of the three worlds, be satisfied with whatever.
When the universe becomes invisible at the time of devastation, only the infinite, eternal,
the citizen said, let Krishna be satisfied with whatever piety.
Vrindavan is far superior to both Brahman and Vaikuntha. The simple coward men desired
and spoke like this out of their deep love for Rukmini. Rukmini was carried in a palanquin from the city palace to the temple complex of Durga, which is outside the city. And then Rukmini walked the 15-foot
distance. Liberated associates of Lord Krishna, who loved Krishna in various relationships of intimacy, they...
Rukmini performed achman and entered the inner sanctum of the temple.
The gopis, who regarded Krishna as their son, were not subject to the ignorance of material.
And her consort, Lord Baba, means Shiva and Durga. They were expert in shastras, and they knew of Rukmini's
position of liberation, or Vaikuntha, even if you offer it. Considering the situation, Krishna
to pray thus. Rukmini should pray like this. O Durga, just as you, the wife of Shiva,
Vrindavan for a few moments and showed them his own attractively charming spiritual planet,
and keep me always united with him. Having seen Krishna, the elderly
Brahman was superior to Brahman and Vaikuntha. However,
pious acts be given to Rukmini. The elderly wives of the Brahmanas led Rukmini in chanting the mantra, "May Ganesh remove all the obstacles now facing me. May you consent that Krishna will become my husband."
As Krishna is Vibhu, all-powerful, he could take them out of Suyuja Mukti, Brahman,
Bhavani, with water, scents, incense, clothing, necklaces, jewelry, and all the right offerings.
Nature, see the Brahman effulgence, Brahmajyoti, and Samadhi. Brahman
to Rukmini. Then Rukmini offered respects to Ambika, and took her remnants as prasad.
Earth only experienced the extreme sweetness of Vrindavan and not its awesome and majestic aspect.
Holding on to a maidservant with her hand, which was adorned with a jeweled ring.
Shining within it, Krishna revealed the Brahmajyoti far beyond the material world.
And all the assembled kings were there, sitting on their horses, and what they saw her beautiful virgin beauty, shapely waist.
The Bhagavan Sri Krishna is much sweeter than the impersonal Brahman effulgence. This is confirmed by the realization of
being breasts and shy, hesitant eyes.
He appeared localized in a form of medium-sized human-like. The Bhagavan Sri Krishna
glow of her red lips. She walked like a royal swan, and her tinkling ankle bells beautified her feet. All the heroes were totally bewildered, afflicted with lust. Seeing her broad smile and shy glances, they dropped their weapons and fell unconscious to the ground. They fell off their elephants, chariots, and horses. On the pretext of the procession, Rukmini displayed her beauty for Krishna alone.
Inconceivable energies. Similarly, Vrindavan is like the body of Krishna, which spreads its
from her face and shyly looked from the corners of her eyes. Then she saw Krishna.
The Lord says, "This Vrindavan is spread over 5 yojanas, is like my body."
Was eager to mount his chariot. Vishnu says, the demons who were inimical to Krishna saw Rukmini
from the 6 material disturbances, hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. Seeing
Rukmini as Krishna's Maya potencies, the heroes became bewildered. These are the same
birth, old age, want, and disillusion. The unlimited spiritual effulgence called the Brahmajyoti, is compared to...
They could not perceive Krishna's true identity. Similarly, the heroes present in Kundina were thinking...
Kund, Brahma Kund, which is near Rangaji, and in Govardhan, behind Haridev Mandir.
Brahma... And the demigods. Rukmini is described as a Shama woman, and a Shama woman is described... as her breasts are very firm, and when someone in her presence feels, and when someone is in her presence, he will feel warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The warriors became overcome with lust on seeing Rukmini's prominent breasts and her unsteady eyes moving about as if afraid of her locks of hair.
To show them Gokul, the highest planet in the spiritual sky, and show the Aishwarya portion of Goloka.
Rukmini's moving feet were beautified by the glow of her skillfully crafted tinkling ankle bells.
So the coward men were taken from the lake of Brahman realization to the direct perception of Goloka Vrindavan.
This resembles Pururava.
Happiness in Brahman. So this is the majestic part of Gokul. The pastime involving Akura takes place.
Pururava became lusty, not by the fiery image, but by the thought that it was Urvasi. Similarly,
these incidences took place many years before the conversation between Shukadeva and Parikshit. Seeing Krishna Loka,
these can never perceive the beautiful form of Rukmini, because she is a manifestation of Krishna's internal
energy. Vrindavan on earth. It is just like a millionaire who, having lost all his wealth, becomes full of
bliss upon seeing the Lord's illusory potency and expansion of Rukmini. The warriors became so bewildered that they fainted on seeing Rukmini, who had offered her beauty to Krishna and no one else. Rukmini was walking very slowly as she came out of the temple of Bhavani, Durga, because she was searching for Krishna. However, upon seeing the other kings present, she felt shy.
Us, but we cannot ask them who they are. Though seeing us, Krishna does not display.
And the word achyuta is used because Krishna never left her heart. Krishna lifted.
Reluctant to approach Krishna and take him on our laps. Today, Krishna has forgotten hunger and thirst.
Jackals. The inimical kings headed by Jarasandha could not tolerate this humiliating defeat. They explained, "Oh, damn!"
And this way the coward men were astonished. Employing her Leela Shakti, Yogamaya.
Just as puny animals might steal the honor of lions. Finding their defeat intolerable, the angry envy.
May you be protected by Mukunda in order to teach the coward men that there was no place as sweet as earthly Vrindavan. Effortlessly show them Krishna Loka in the spiritual world. And then brought the
54. Krishna Rukmini Vivaha Leela. The marriage of Krishna
Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna are worshipped with Aishwarya mixed with Madhurya.
Preliminary rites for her marriage. All the assembled princes had fallen to the ground from their horses, bereft of all reason. Now enraged, they got up, grabbed their bows, and surrounded by their armies, they chased.
Krishna's form is not found in Vaikuntha. Lord Balaram glorified this Goloka portion of Vrindavan
and showered them with arrows. Observing the fierce fight, Rukmini, while standing on the chariot,
where Lakshmi is living with Lord Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu. It's called Goloka because
Krishna having taken such a risk for her sake. Krishna just laughed and replied,
refers only to Goloka, Krishna's own planet. Goloka is a Vaibhav, Aishwarya, Madhurya. Similarly,
said, you need not fear because your army will defeat the enemy. To express his great affection for Rukmini,